Support for KNKX comes from Alaska Airlines, with most flights offering power at each seat so travelers can keep their phones, laptops, or tablets fully charged in flight. More at alaskaair.com.
You're listening to KNKX. This time of year can get damp and dreary in the Northwest, and that often has many of us looking for a break from the gloom. In this encore presentation of Going Places, KNKX travel expert Matthew Brumley tells 88.5 Zed Ronco how to get away from the gray.
When we talk this week about escaping winter, we're not talking about finding a warm temperature necessarily, although that's nice. We're just talking about sunshine.
Ed, you can go just to eastern Washington. You know, you can head to Lake Chelan or the Metau Valley or Winthrop. Any one of those places is going to have a lot more sun than we do. Or if you have a little bit more time, why don't you drop a list of five sunny cities, see who has the best rates for air, and head that direction. So, you know, you could pick San Diego, Palm Springs, Las Vegas, Phoenix, and just do the list and see who has a special. And right now, there's a ton of specials on air.
I'm glad you brought up Las Vegas. A lot of people have very strong feelings about Las Vegas. Some people love it. Some people just cannot stand it. But you can find cheap flights to Las Vegas. And you're saying, don't rule it out. Why?
Well, I never think of going to Las Vegas for Las Vegas. I mean, it doesn't, to be honest with you, enter my mind. I mean, Las Vegas is only hours away from some of the most beautiful countryside on the planet. And it's dramatic. It's completely different than the Pacific Northwest. So you get that great dose of wow when you get there. And, you know, the Grand Canyon's nearby. Bryson Zion's not far away. There's so many things to do in that region. So, and I would encourage anyone, I mean, maybe you don't want to go to Phoenix, or maybe you do. I don't know. You might have family there, Ed. But if you're just saying, I want to get to the sun, then why not fly into Phoenix, rent a car, and head up to Sedona, or, you know, and go visit some of the great national parks of that state, and bring your mountain bike or your hiking shoes and go visit the Red Rocks. And I mean, I've been doing that every spring break for the last 4 years, and it's just been fantastic.
Does the recharge last when you return to the land of clouds and rain?
I think it's different for everyone, but I think I can coast for another couple weeks after that. So it actually juices me up for about 2 weeks.
So just because you fly to a city doesn't mean you have to stay in a city. And really, it sounds like what you're saying is we should think of these cities more as hubs to better places.
That's right. Maybe not better places, but to different places, Ed. I mean, maybe getting out to the countryside. And there are specials all the time. I mean, again, I would fly, you know, try to fly out on a Saturday or midweek. Always is good. Flying back on a Sunday night usually is more expensive. And then also, don't forget to look at one-way flights. I mean, you don't have to do just the round trip. You could fly one way down to San Diego and out of Phoenix. A lot of times, one-way flights are less expensive.
Sunny warm is certainly very nice. But sunny cold doesn't hurt either.
No, I just need, I mean, a lot of us just are looking for the sun.
All right. Matthew Brumley, thank you very much.
Hey, Ed, it's been great.
Matthew Brumley is our travel expert and the co-founder of Earthbound Expeditions. You can hear more episodes of Going Places on our website, knkx.org. I'm Ed Ronco.